This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Next Friday, the 26th of August, will be the tech night for this month, and it's going to be a show and tell. So if you've got something that you've recently constructed and you're very pleased with it, bring it along and show it to us, and we'll all be very interested to find out about it. And if you've also purchased something that you're rather pleased with, bring that along too, and we can all take an interest in it and see what it's all about. So that's at the meeting next Friday night at the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent. Get there about 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And as usual, there'll be tea, coffee and soft drinks available. Now, as most of you are aware, we have a weekly coffee meeting at the Tea Tree Gully Library. And it's also our habit to have a warm-up net on the Houghton repeater at 9 a.m. before we go to the library. That way you can come along and say hello to everybody and then go off and have a coffee at the library. And of course the other net that the Northeast Radio Club runs every week is the F Troop net. And last week's net, we had a big crowd there. And yeah, Tony, VK5 FBIC, was going flat out with all the people that turned up. So that was very good. Don't forget that. Every Friday at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network for the F Troop net. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you're staying clear of COVID and remaining negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Theo, VK5IR, on behalf of AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Just 2 weeks remain until the first AREG-hosted Amateur Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale, which is being held on Saturday, the 3rd of September at Dogs SA, David Roche Park, Cromwell Street, Kilburn. Gates open at 8:30 a.m. for sellers, and buyer ticket sales kick off at 9 a.m, with the seller arena opening to buyers at 10 a.m. We'll also have a barbecue cooking snags and a tea and coffee van providing everyone with their morning caffeine fix. Entry is just $5 for buyers and seller spots from $10. We still have a few seller spots left, so it's not too late to book yours. Please note that payment accepted for admission on the day is cash only. DX Radio Systems, Australia's only flex radio dealer, have confirmed their attendance and will be joining commercial sellers Connect to VK and QSL comms on the day. We'll also be giving away door prizes donated by Tet Mtron, Alltronics and Scope IT. Our friends from Weissen SA will also be attending and will have a display set up. Ian, VK5ZD, will be doing what he does best and demonstrating amateur radio on the microwave bands. Plus, there'll also be a display by the creators of the Central State Linked Repeater Network. Paul, VK5PAS, and Adam, VK2YK, will be manning a table promoting the Worldwide Flora and Fauna program. As an official ARRL DXCC card checker, Paul will also be checking ID for people who wish to get set up and going in Logbook of the World, and he will also be checking any QSL cards for ARRL awards. If you do wish to have ID cited or QSL cards checked by Paul, please ensure that you've completed the appropriate paperwork beforehand. For more info on this, get in touch with Paul, VK5PAS. His details are good on QRZ.com. Did you know that AREG manages the WIA incoming QSL Bureau for VK5? We'll have QSL cards available for collection on the day for both WIA members and non-members. Yes, you heard right. If you're not a member of the WIA, this is your one and only opportunity to collect your Bureau QSL cards before they are filed under R for rubbish. So make sure you come and visit the VK5 incoming QSL Bureau collection stand run by AREG. To book your seller's site, simply send us an email at vk5arg at areg.org.au. That's Victor Kilo 5 Alpha Romeo Golf at areg.org.au. Or for more information, visit our website or check us out on Facebook. Finally, AREG is pleased to announce that our new DMR repeater commenced operation last Saturday, August 14. The service operates on 438.9 MHz transmit with a minus 7 MHz receive offset from the VK5 RWN D-Star site and is operating in parallel with D-Star through common transmit and receive antennas. This has been a 12-month project funded and developed by the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group to restore DMR service to the Adelaide metropolitan area. This project has been made possible thanks to the generous donation of a DR3000 Motorola repeater by Andrew, VK4QF. It also required a new cavity diplexer and antenna setup, which combined VK5 RWN D-Star on 438.4 with the DMR on 438.9 onto common antennas developed by Paul, VK5BX. For more information on the new DMR repeater or the car boot sale, check us out on Facebook or at areg.org.au. 73 from AREG.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Friday night, we held our annual general meeting for the 2021-2022 year. As I am writing this before the meeting has taken place, I may be wrong in some aspects of the outcome. Wouldn't it be great if I could forecast six numbers for a Saturday night? Going by the responses received from the members who already hold positions within the club, I'm pretty confident that all positions will remain the same as for the past year, with the exception of our long-time emergency coordinator Ben, VK5JFK, who's decided to step down from the position. We thank Ben for taking up the position in the first place and being prepared to act should the need have arisen. Fortunately, no action has so far been required of this office, and may that continue to be the case. At this point, Peter, VK5BE, will continue as our fearless leader, having done an excellent job for the past few years now, whilst yours truly will continue to bumble along as secretary. Owen, VK5HOS, has kindly agreed to continue as the club's president in charge of vice. Oops, sorry, that should read vice, club vice president. My apologies, Owen. The treasurer's job will continue to be very capably performed by Andrew, VK5VKC, and the club executive will be rounded out by Trevor, VK5NC, and Colin, VK5DK. Of course, there are a number of other positions such as repeater coordinator, broadcast officer, welfare officer, Reedy Park Centre representative. The Reedy Park Centre is the management group for the building that our club and a number of other groups rent from the City of Mount Gambier, and all the groups have a representative on the committee. Then, of course, we have hill climb coordinator, education officer, publicity officer, public officer, very important role that one, and website coordinator positions and a rally coordinator. Hopefully I've not missed any, as no doubt I will be hearing about it if I have. I'm sure the club continues to be in good hands as these positions are filled by very capable and enthusiastic club members. We've had a very difficult 2 or 3 years now thanks to COVID, as has everyone else, and while it is not over yet, we can hopefully see the light at the end of the tunnel as restrictions start to ease and life returns to a somewhat normal basis. Of course, COVID is still with us, and apparently quite a few now have it and don't bother reporting it, which means us older citizens must be extra careful not to get it, as we do not know how badly it might affect us or other people who may not enjoy good health. In the event that I've got any of these details wrong, I will try to get an update into the VK5 broadcast team in time to correct them for Sunday morning. That's all I have for this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. Here are the AHAR's notes for the week beginning Sunday the 21st of August 2022. The first activity for this period will be an RSL lunch on Friday the 26th of August at the Blackwood RSL, starting at 12 noon. This will be followed on the 27th of August by a coffee and chat at the AHAR Shack, starting at 10 a.m. till 12 noon. The first RSL lunch for September will be on the 9th of September, and the first shack session will be the next day on the 10th of September, starting at 10 a.m. This will be followed by a committee meeting at 12 noon. If you're thinking of standing for a committee position in 2023, you are welcome to attend the committee meeting to see what the committee gets up to. We need new blood on the committee as Barry is retiring and I have been president for 6 years and we've had to modify the constitution to allow me to stand for more than 3 years. No one else wanted the position. Perhaps this time at the AGM in February, someone will step forward. The general meeting for September will be on the 15th of September and the presentation will be a demonstration of version 3 of Parks and Peaks application by Sue, VK5AYL. The second RSL lunch for September will be on the 23rd of the month in Blackwood RSL and the following day there will be a coffee and chat session if it's still available in the shack. Keep an ear on AHAR's news and your eyes on the emails to confirm this. We still do not know when us and the Girl Guides are being tossed out of this facility. The first coffee and chat session for October will be the 8th of October and hopefully still in the shack. The general meeting for October will be on Thursday the 20th in the Blackwood Uniting Church and will be a members show and tell. That's all for today, folks. Thanks for listening.
And that's the VK5 News for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.